You're listening to SBS News.
In Melbourne's famed culinary melting pot on Lygon Street, Trio is filled with sweet treats from Syria. Syrian refugee Akram Abu Hamdan runs the store, speaking to 100 customers on any given day. He thinks his English is not the best because he's had little opportunity to study it.
My English is not good. I think not good because we don't have any idea about English before we came here. We have a little bit English.
Yet Mr. Abu Hamdan makes a living in English, getting by in a place he's finally ready to call home. But he's worried his language skills won't be enough on paper. He and his family will be sitting the citizenship test in October. Refugee Council's CEO, Paul Power, said it's a shared concern among many in the migrant community.
Well, there's a lot of concern from many refugees and migrants about the impact of the proposed changes, particularly on people who had come from non-English speaking countries. And there were a lot of concerns that the standard of English test that was being proposed originally was of a level equal to university level entry.
The proposed changes include a 2-year delay in retaking the test for any applicant who fails 3 times, more questions on Australian values, and a higher result needed in the standardised English test. But there are now reports the federal government may scrap their plans, a move Labor would welcome. The Shadow Minister for Home Affairs, Senator Christina Keneally, says the tests demanded an unnecessarily high proficiency in English, but were also applied in a discriminatory fashion. But the Immigration Minister, David Coleman, says the government still intends to deliver that plan in full. Paul Power says the Refugee Council's experience is that people who come to Australia as refugees are significantly more likely to apply for citizenship than migrants from other backgrounds.
They understand and value Australian citizenship. They understand and value what it means to live in a free society, in a society where people can live free from persecution. And these are exactly the sort of people who would be excluded from a citizenship test, you know, that focused on English language skills.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.